Hi everyone, good afternoon. I'm excited to be here and get to present some research. Hopefully it's pretty riveting for y'all. I wanted to start off with a little background of the research before I got into it. This is an image I took in 2018 where we saw at the field level a large-scale movement or off-target movement of Enlist One. Enlist One is a new formulation of 2,4-D, that being 2,4-D choline. And it's supposedly a low volatile form of 2,4-D. Now, we know from past literature, as you see on the screen, that other formulations of 2,4-D, those being amine and ester, have shown the potential to volatilize at high enough rates to injure susceptible crops like cotton, tomatoes, and grapes. With that being stated, there's little research that has been conducted on the volatility of the new formulation of Enlist One, and we really want to investigate if volatility from Enlist One has the potential to damage susceptible crops like cotton. So that really poses the question, does the volatility of Enlist One pose a risk for damaging non-Enlist cotton? Now, I hypothesize that Enlist One has the potential to damage sensitive cotton through the means of physical drift and volatilization. The objective of this study was to assess the likely causes of off-target movement with Enlist One, simulating a commercial application. So we conducted 2 site years of data for this research. And the first year in 2018 was in Marianna, Arkansas, and the second year was in Kaiser, Arkansas. In these locations, we planted approximately 10 acres of ExtendFlex cotton, which is susceptible to off-target movement of 2,4-D. We then made an application in a 1 acre treated area in the middle of the field that was comprised of Enlist One and Liberty. Now, we included Liberty in the tank mix because we know when we mix glufosinate or Liberty with dicamba, we increase the volatility. Therefore, we really wanted to maximize the potential for volatility to occur in this scenario and give us a true representation of volatility of Enlist One at its peak potential. In 2018, in Marianna, Arkansas, the application went out on August 6th, and in Kaiser, Arkansas, the application went out on August 14th in 2019. We used a Mudmaster with a 25-foot boom. We sprayed at 8 miles per hour, calibrated at 10 GPA, and the boom height was 24 inches. We did use AIXR nozzles, 110-03s, which is a labeled nozzle for Enlist application at that time. Environmental conditions between the 2 site years were actually pretty similar. In 2018, it was the temperature was 89 degrees, and we had a relative humidity of 54%. In 2019, we had a temperature of 94 degrees with 65% relative humidity, and those conditions being conducive for volatility to occur. So this is an aerial photograph of the trial in 2018, and I've highlighted the treated area that we sprayed in blue. Now, I'm going to use this image to really set up the methodology for how we conducted this research because it's a little different than probably what you've seen today. The first thing we wanted to do was 30 minutes after an application, we wanted to place high volume air samplers within the treated area and on adjacent sides of the treated area. That would give us the ability to detect 2,4-D volatilization as it occurred. In 2019, we added an additional 2 air samplers to the middle of the field to give us a larger data set. And we changed the puffs and the filter paper on these air samplers, which are the things that collect the 2,4-D, in 24-hour increments after the application was made. This will allow us to determine the rate that volatility occurred in 24-hour increments after volatilization, or after the application was made. Excuse me. The next thing we wanted to do was we wanted to put transects out in the downwind direction at the time of application. On these transects, we used 5-gallon buckets to place over the cotton plant at the time of application, therefore protecting that cotton plant from physical drift. That way, we still have bioindicator plants in the downwind direction that will be able to show damage from volatility if it were to occur in that direction from the treated area. So environmental conditions are very important when talking about off-target movement of herbicides. So I'm going to break down the 2018 wind direction after the time of application pretty stringently. Here's the treated area, or the treated area you can see is the bare ground. And during the time of application, we had an average wind speed of 8.38 miles per hour, which is a labeled application. At the time of application, we had a steady wind blowing at 207 degrees on the compass rose. Therefore, any injury that were to occur from physical drift from the application, we would expect it to occur in the gray shaded area. With that being said, from a half hour to 24 hours after an application, we had a variable wind direction, and it ranged from 114 to 340 degrees. Therefore, any injury that was associated with volatility at this time, you could see, we would expect to see it in the gray shaded area that just appeared on the screen. From 24 to 48 hours, again, we had a variable wind direction, and we would expect injury from volatility to occur in the new gray shaded area. And from 48 to 72 hours, again, we had a variable wind direction, and we would expect volatility damage to occur in the white shaded area. Now, I want to reiterate here that the areas shaded in red, we would expect to see damage from physical drift. The other shaded areas on the screen, we would expect to see damage from volatility. So after, or 29 days after the application was made, we flew the field with a UAV with a multispectral camera and RGB camera, and we collected an NDVI image. What NDVI allows us to do is to depict crop health, whether the crop is injured or whether it's not injured or stressed. As you can see here, a healthy crop will be represented in green on that bottom image, and an unhealthy crop will be shown in red. You can see where most of the red occurs in that field is in the area we expected to see physical drift occur. So, and through scouting this field after the application, we saw that all the damage was in that area. Therefore, we did not see damage from volatility at that time. So let's move on to the air sampler data. Did we collect 2,4-D volatilization after the application? The answer is yes, we did. At all air samplers in 2018, we found 2,4-D in the air for means of volatility. With that being stated, we saw, or we were able to collect 2,4-D volatility with the air samplers, but we did not see injury from the volatility that occurred to the susceptible crop. That being stated, the volatility did not occur at high enough rates to injure the susceptible crop. Now moving on to the transect data, these were the plants that were placed under the buckets represented in yellow on this graph, it's represented in the orange on this graph. These plants were protected from physical drift. The plants that were exposed to physical drift and volatility are represented in yellow. As you can see, high levels of injury from the plants that were exposed to physical drift were observed even past distances of 100 feet. The plants that were protected from physical drift and only exposed to volatility, we saw no injury in those plants, and I'll show you that image on this next slide. The plant next to the pink flag here, the cotton plant, has no 2,4-D symptomology to it. These plants were planted at the same time, came out of the same planter. The plant right adjacent to it was exposed to physical drift. The plant by the flag was not exposed to physical drift, and that's the difference between the two. For those in the back, the plant adjacent to the plant by the flag does not have any 2,4-D symptomology on it. So this is an aerial image of 2019, and again, we did things very similarly to the 2018 trial. Here where we placed our transects in 2019 due to the wind direction from the south-southwest at the time of application. So the wind direction at the time of application was 2.2 miles per hour. It was a little lower than we hoped for at the time. We then came back 28 days after the application was made, and we walked a 5% periphery. When we did that, we took a GPS pointer and plotted our line where the drift plume occurred. Now, I want to mention that after the application was made, we had ranging wind speeds or ranging wind directions of 360 degrees. So if volatility were to occur from the treated area, we would expect to see it in all sides of the field. However, we only saw injury on the northwest corner or the northwest side of this field, and that being attributed to physical drift. And from the transect data that we saw in the downwind direction, we did not see damage from volatility on the plants that were covered. As you can see in this graph here, the plants that were covered are represented in blue. The plants that were uncovered were represented in green. It's important to note also that we did see injury out past 100 feet from means of physical drift in this scenario. Here's another representation of what those transects look like. As you can see, the plant by the white flag was not exposed to physical drift. It was only exposed to volatility of Enlist 1. That plant is healthy. The surrounding plants, however, have 2,4-D symptomology, and those plants were exposed to physical drift. That brings me to my conclusion, which is off-target damage caused by Enlist 1 is a result of physical drift or tank contamination and not volatility. It's also important to note that 2,4-D choline has the ability to move a long distance in the downwind direction. And then a little side note is that aerial images like NDVI can be used to determine the direction of physical drift of auxin technologies. So what are the practical implications of the research that we conducted? Off-target damage to sensitive vegetation by Enlist 1 can be mitigated. It can only be mitigated if wind direction is considered before and during application. Now, I've seen wind direction data collected that shows radical wind direction changes in short time intervals. So really assessing wind direction during an application is very important. Off-target movement of Enlist 1 that damages sensitive cotton is likely physical drift from application and should not be contributed to volatility. With that, I'll take any questions. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the question was, when do we turn on the air samplers after the application? And we did wait 30 minutes after the application to let particles move off. That way we're not capturing any aerosols or anything like that. We're only capturing volatility at that point. For the air samplers, so that varied, and that varied with wind direction and how often the wind blew in that direction. The air samplers were placed 10 feet off the treated area, so we were trying to determine if volatility of Enlist 1 was moving off target at that point. And it did vary, but I contribute the variation in 2,4-D collection to a difference in wind direction and how much the wind blew in that direction. Thank you.